Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I'll pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
All right. So Billy William has a question. Billy from our Facebook group, or it's a Facebook message according to Roz here. Hey, I'm just curious what your take is. Now, there's some typos in here, guys, so I'm going to read it. And the reason I'm not going to correct the typos is because, sadly, this is how many contractors sound. And Billy, I love you. I appreciate the question. But man, we got to pay attention to the way we communicate, because you made it really, really hard to read this. If you used a voice text thing or something, you got to go back and proof that shit, because we come across just as not a good communicator. So Dan and I had to like read this twice. And then we think we know the question. I mean, seriously, Dan, right? Like, I'm just being honest here. I'm actually kind of making an assumption what he's really asking here. All right. Hi, I'm curious to know what your take is market value. Someone can decide they are owed a $1 million annual salary, while the highest paid contractor or sub in their region only makes 70K. I just haven't seen any content or competing market value, especially if the buyers own the market, and wondering if there's any that I just haven't seen yet. Okay. Sorry to give my thoughts on just how it was communicated. What I think Billy's asking is, how do you know what the market value is on what you pay an employee, what you pay a sub, what you pay a team member, is what I'm gathering here. And I'm only getting that because someone could decide they're owed $1 million a year salary, while the highest paid contractor sub in the region only makes 70K. So to answer the question, I guess, Billy, it's kind of like with pricing a job, Dan. If I'm an employee, I will be paid commensurate with the value that I bring to a company. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in the last question we answered, we mentioned Steve's old company where he paid his foreman $100,000 a year, you know, and now they own the company and they're millionaires. So first I want to speak to the employee. If you're an employee, add value to your owner, make their life easier, make their phone not ring. And I'll tell you right now, if they're not appreciating that stuff, if they're not delivering on promises and stuff, there's plenty of people that will respect that. If you're truly all you say you are and you're adding the value you say you are, then I promise you there are a lot of contractors that would love to have you as part of their team. So the other thing I would say to an employee is, you got to show me the money. Now, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Dan, like we've talked, if you came to me and said, hey, I want $75,000 a year. Yeah. I'm not going to go, I'll give you 60 and you prove yourself. I'm going to go, I'll tell you what, how about I give you 75 a year? And here's the job description. Here's the metrics. Here's the results that we're looking for, blah, blah, blah. So guys, you know, so as an employer, I try to always put that better foot forward, right? However, I think a lot of times employees come in and they have this entitlement attitude. What I see a lot in the trades is guys think they're worth foreman money and a foreman title, but they don't do the foreman work. They don't set up jobs. They don't job costs. They don't upsell. They don't train people. Like, you know, they truly don't run the job, but because they've been in the business so many years, they think they're owed this. All right, let me flip over to the other side. See, I'm giving you a ton of time to think of something to say here, Dan.
You are.
Flip over to the other side of the owner. Market value, what somebody's owed, it's not what they're owed, it's what they earn, right? So what is this position worth to me? You know, what is it worth to me to have a certain problem go away? I mean, you know, that's the way I take it. And there's always going to be an industry average of what somebody makes in a trade. There's trades that have more formal training schools and stuff, and they'll go, this is the range you make with this and that. So the market will always bear something. It will always bear that average wage and salary, or whatever you want to call it, compensation package. I prefer to do things in an uncommon way and give people an opportunity to win at bigger levels. So I just want to create a compensation package that really just blows their mind. If everyone else in this area, in your area, your regional world, and all this other shit is making 25 an hour, I'm going to go, hey, I'm going to pay you 30, but here's what I want. So I just want to check that money box for people. Yeah, those are my thoughts here as I'm deciphering the real intent of the question. So hopefully I covered somewhat of it.
I was more confused after the third reading than the first one, but I'm assuming this is employees we're talking about. And there's no question this year has been a lot of pressure on employers to pay more. Like every headline is about worker rights and charging more. And I think our company's never paid more than we have in the past. But what the trap I'm seeing people fall into is they're looking at everything through like a historical lens, what they typically paid people. And that's just not the reality. It's like if you're quoting a job to frame a house and you're using 2019 lumber prices, you're pretty well fucked. And it's the same thing if you're doing that when you're trying to hire people right now. You have to look at where you're at today. And frankly, the prices of everything are going up. You just have to factor that higher labor cost into your cost of goods and pass the money to the consumer. Let them pay for it. It's really no different than, it's just not $21 an hour this year. It's going to be $25 an hour and adjust accordingly. So, but as far as, like you said, talk about the worth, what somebody brings to the company, that's where the mastery ladder is so genius, where it's just like, it's not an emotional thing. It's not based on how long you've been with the company or whatever. It's just like, you want to make X. These are the tasks that are required to hit that dollar level. And it's just really simple. And so people can think they're worth $100,000 a year, but this is what, and they may be, and who isn't, you know, who are you to say what somebody's worth? This is like, but this is what you have to do to earn that type of money in this business. Yeah. These are the tasks you have to do that will give the revenue that can support that salary, and just have to kind of turn the mirror back on them. Like, what are you bringing? Not just fogging the mirror won't get you the $1 million salary, whatever we're talking about.
Yeah. And I think also understand that part of the market value isn't just money, right? It's the way they're treated and things like that, the culture. So Billy, I would focus again on your building a great culture, building the type of place people want to be around. And yes, check the money box, pay better than anybody else, give them the opportunities and all that we're talking about. And I don't know how big his company is right now, but Dan, I know one of the things that you do, I do, you know, a lot of our circle does is we'll just have a conversation and we'll just go, all right, hey, what's the amount of money you got to bring home to the family that makes this work for you, where you're not stressed about the money? Right. Just shut your mouth. You know, it's Shin Fu, right? It's just having a conversation. It's, you know, if you're reaching out to subcontractors or something and just go, okay, what's the ideal situation? You know, how much money do you need to make on an average project like this? You know, knowing that you don't have to find the leads, sell the job, do the paperwork, manage all the other bullshit. You could just show up and put paint on or whatever you do.
Right.
And then shut your mouth. And I think a lot of times people will walk you right up to that. I had a conversation with somebody I hired not too long ago where they wanted an amount of money and I per year. And I said, yeah, that ain't going to work. Let's do 10 grand more. And they were like, what the hell? And I'm like, no, because I want your best, you know, I want your best. I don't want you, you know, and again, it's not just the money, but it's the way we do things here. And this comes back to the theme of this whole podcast has been people and hiring. We've talked about the values so many times. I mean, one of our values here in the fight is play the long game, but it's also roll the red carpet. Like I'm playing the long game with somebody. I want you to make more money. I want you to enjoy being here. And I want to roll the red carpet for not just our customers, but also for the people that work here. And I don't always hit the nail on the head. I always, you know, from time to time miss the mark like we all do, but because it's one of our values, we're constantly putting our eyes on this shit,
right?
You know? So that's what I would encourage both these guys to do.
Yeah. And I think the next question that probably going through Billy or somebody's listening's head is like, okay, you get these salaries, you have to charge more, and then you're above market rate if you're talking about on the sales end, the customer side, which is again what you just said. Like, what's the value of you charging more than company B? It's like you can tick all the boxes, hit their timeline, take care of all their special concerns. It's like people will pay you more, but it's all this whole post, this kind of, there's so much head trash in it that we talk about, like self-worth and value, people working for us and the value of what we present to customers. And it's just everyone's just got to carry the water to get to the goal line, man.
maybe Billy's asking the question because one of his employees listens to us and is part of the fight, and then reached out and was like, what the fuck? My guy's been listening to this stuff about, you know, you're worth more and stuff. And now he wants a raise, right? Who knows? But again, remember, we can charge more money because it's harder to get help. It's harder to get a contractor. It's harder to get help, not just for you as a contractor. It's harder for a customer to get a damn contractor. So charge more, supply demand shit, right? Like it's, you know, I don't know about you, but I'd rather have the right few on my team and we're charging a fucking premium for our work, delivering an amazing experience. We're making 70-80% fucking gross profit.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're doing a quarter of the jobs that my competitors are running around making no money. So
yeah,
and,
like Brian saying 10 guys to me sounds like a fucking nightmare. I'd rather have like two or three guys at crazy margins and doing what I want.
And I, you know, I've had 23, 25 in the field before, and you know, that's good and bad, right? Like it's scale to that if you can. And I think in this climate, you can, if you have the right culture and all those other things, but don't scale an unprofitable business, you know, don't scale a turd. So anyway, well, dude, good hanging out, guys. We hope this helped just give you some perspective, give you something to think about. And, you know, we get these questions. Some of them guys are just kind of like, it depends, you know, it just depends on the context. It depends on your situation, your financials, you know, maybe one of the, maybe both or one of these guys that we answered questions today are total shithead bosses. I don't know. Or maybe they're the most amazing people in the world and they've tried to do everything. And, you know, I get that. And I think that's probably what they are. So all I'm saying is we only have so much information here and I don't ever want us, I don't know if I'm right saying this, there's very few hills that I'll die on. Do you know what I'm saying with my answers? Now, like things like build your brand, I'll die on that hill. Okay. Yeah. You know, and shit like that, you know, or build your company through that inside out approach of you work on you and then your team and then outward, right? I'll die on that hill. But there's a lot of these other things. What do I pay? I mean, dude, I got a question, or we got a question at 100K. We won't cover it now. Maybe we'll cover another episode here where there's a painter who's like, his customers are requiring people to be vaccinated to come into the house, you know? I think he has like 10 people and four of them are not vaccinated. He's like, what do I do with the four? And I certainly have my opinions on things, you know, that we won't cover here today, but there's a lot of different context, right? You just don't know everybody's situation. And so for us to have a black and white fucking answer on a lot of these things, it's tough. So I say all that just to say, hopefully some of this conversation here today helped you guys, you know, get a little closer to solving a problem. If y'all have a question, email help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast, ask the question, and Dan will do his very best to answer it.
Do that.
So, Dan, we got to get rolling because we have a team meeting right now in a few minutes. True. So anyway,
awesome.
Everybody appreciate you. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.
We appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us today on this Q&A episode. Remember to submit a question to the show. Send us your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast. Tom and I will pick the questions that are most relevant to the group and we'll get them answered on the show for you. Thanks again. Go kick some ass. We'll see you next week.